Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you wonderful, wonderful people. I find myself admiring a certain type of aesthetic when it comes to people. Some of the people that I admire is people like Popeye, Batman, Leonidas, Goku. I admire these type of people for their soul, their spirit, their goals, their drives, their ambition, and things like that. And I realize in this life, in any life, you could die a few couple of ways. You could die surviving, you know, just barely hanging on and pushing through. You could die pursuing money, you know, just chasing after money, the love of money. You could die following your passion. It's doing what you love. But either way, you don't have to go. Yeah, it's a very grim way to start, but it's the truth. And a lot of times we can't see the truth because we have so many things blocking our vision. But the thing is, you are going to pass. Everyone's going to pass. And the legacy that you choose to leave behind is all that's going to be able to tell your tale. So then now you have to think about it. You choose how you live and you will choose how you end. It's a saying that goes, live by the sword, die by the sword. Basically, whatever you do in life, it'll be what takes you in life. Now me, I'm a gym goer and I help people. Those are the main two things about myself that I'm able to see. So those are probably gonna be the things that end me. And I have to be okay with that. I wanna go by my passion. My passion is what I wanna be known for, which is helping people and choosing to be the best me. And creating that atmosphere. All right, so that is actually going to be our quote. Choose how you want to live, choose how you want to go, but either way, you get a choice because it's going to happen regardless. So now, with that, many of you may have seen the movie 300 with the Spartans and things like that, and that's what this is going to be talking about. So when it comes to this, Leonidas, he was the leader of these 300 Spartans, and they went to war. It's a really great movie, and they went to go fight this guy named Xerxes. So, this one particular part that I'm talking about, it's Leonidas, it's around the end of the movie, and Leonidas and his Spartans, they're basically confronting and facing Xerxes. Now, Xerxes, he's very far away from them in battle. He's not nowhere near close. So Leonidas, what he does, he drops his shield. Now you're in the middle of a war, and you wonder why someone would drop their shield. He drops his shield. And then Leonidas, he takes off his helmet. Your helmet is supposed to protect you. Why are you taking it off? He takes off his helmet. And one of Xerxes' men, he tells him to drop his spear. So it looks like he surrendered. So now Leonidas, the Spartan, he's putting his spear down on the ground and he's starting to kneel. And then Leonidas lets out a big roar and tells his men to ready arms. And at this point, he catches the enemy by surprise. And he starts and he throws his spear at Xerxes, who's far away from him in battle. And the spear lands and it hits Xerxes. Now, the reason why I chose this story is because this story, it stuck out to me after I watched this movie a long time ago, like when I was a kid. It came back to me now because sometimes in life, stuff get real, real heavy, and it distorts our ability to focus and do what we have to do. So sometimes we got to let it go. We got to let go of all that weight on our shoulders. We got to let go of all the things that are stopping us from being us. We got to let go of that. And in addition to letting go of that, we have distractions from our goals. We have food that could distract us. We have people that could distract us. We have music that could distract us. We have desires that could distract us. It's a lot of things in this world that can distract us, and actually, you know, subliminally, there's things in the world that are being built to distract us. Some of us may not want to admit it. Some of us may want to be oblivious to it. Some of us want to be ignorant to it. and you know, that's okay. That's some people's perspective. That's some people's prerogative. That's okay. But that's some people. But the thing is, see, the truth is, Leonidas, he took all that stuff off. He took his shield off. He took his helmet off so he could see his goal. He could see it true and he could see it clear. And he could put all his energy towards his goal in order to achieve it. And he did just that by dropping off that extra weight, by dropping off that distraction and aiming true and letting it go, releasing all that energy towards that single point. And that's what he did. And that's what we have to do if we really want to achieve our goals. We have to get rid of those. We have to get rid of those distractions and that excess weight. We have to remove that stuff off our plate in order to truly achieve our goals. You think about it. If someone wants to lose weight, yes, I'm always talking about losing weight because it's something that's important to me. If you want to lose weight and you have multitudes of meats on your plate, you have multitudes of carbs, breads, and all this type of stuff, you're not going to lose weight. But let's say, for instance, you take off all beef, pork, chicken, and fish. You only do chicken. And then instead of having bread, pasta, and rice, you only do rice. And then let's say, for instance, you add more of the good stuff. Let's say you just add a vegetable, some broccoli. That's a healthy meal. You ain't got all this crap on your plate no more, and you can achieve your goal. So sometimes we got to clear that crap. We got to clear that clutter from our vision in order for us to achieve our goals. And this is my passion. This is why I speak how I speak about everything that I speak about. If you checked it in my man and some of my other previous podcasts, you'll start to be able to connect the dots to the things that I really care about. I care about people. I care about you. I care about you achieving your goal. And this past week, I actually came across somebody that I never met in the world, but they across the world. And they say that I motivate them. I motivate them. A little black boy from Chicago, raised in Harvey, that's just trying to make a way out, motivate them. And I still can't believe it. Like, I still feel like I'm just a kid, but I'm able to motivate people, and I'm going to continue to motivate people, and I'm going to try to motivate you right now. Get the crap from in front of your face. Stop blocking yourself. Stop distracting yourself. Stop carrying all that weight around. Don't let nobody hold you. Don't let nothing hold you back from your goals, because you can achieve it. You can. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. It's going to be painful. And it's not for the faint-hearted. It's not for the weak. That's why you're going to achieve it, because you're not weak. You could do this. A fun tidbit that I think that's very interesting. From the time frame of Spartans all the way until now, athletes, they would deprive themselves of the luxuries of life in order to achieve the feats and the abilities to destroy obstacles and opponents and obliterate goals. What that means, they would deprive themselves of certain foods. They would deprive themselves of things like sex. They would deprive themselves of things like sleeping abilities such as a bed. They would go to some of the highest places and the lowest places in the world in order to train and become better. And these are professional and elite people in the world. If they could go to all these heights, you could do those little trimmings in order to get yourself to be better. I believe it, and I think you should too. So, this is the end of this podcast. We're finna go at it. We're finna hit it hard. And once again, this is the Alpha Grind. I appreciate you for listening. Please like, follow, share with friends, families, enemies. And if you were looking for more content from me, such as my gaming or my workouts or any advice or nutritional advice, you can look at wolfhulkgaming.com, wolfhulkgaming.com. And you all have a wonderful day. like, yeah, yeah. You made it through another one. We're going to be on to the next one. Appreciate you stopping through for the podcast. And once again, if you like the content, please share with your friends, and your loved ones, even your enemies. Subscribe and follow me on wolfhawkgaming.com. Once again, that's WOLFHUKGAMING.com for all of the rest of my content, from when it comes to funny TikTok videos, video game clips, or workouts. So thank you for following, listening, and you have a great day.